USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Vice President Kamala Harris marked the anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade by stating that a fundamental right was taken away.
And so the three words that came to me that I publicly spoke were, how dare they? How dare they?
Speaking in Charlotte, North Carolina, Harris urged abortion activists to carry on the legacy of previous civil rights advocates. The head of a Russian mercenary group is ordering a halt to his military advance on Moscow. Russian state media says the leader of the Wagner group agreed to de-escalate the situation after talks with the president of Belarus. Convoys of rebel tanks and soldiers began to march on Russia's capital city after its leader claimed Russian forces attacked his troops. President Biden is going ahead with his weekend trip to Camp David as he continues to watch the situation in Russia. He made the trip after briefly delaying his departure to make calls to other international leaders. Former President Trump has announced his intention to contribute to the legal fund for defendants involved in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Speaking at a private event hosted by a fundraising group in New Jersey, Trump expressed support for those charged in the incident. He acknowledged the consequences faced by individuals involved and made claims that the riot was orchestrated by BLM and Antifa. U.S. intelligence agencies are still divided on where COVID-19 came from.
On Friday, a new report was released from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence on the origins of the pandemic. Five intelligence agencies, including the National Intelligence Council, believe natural exposure to an infected animal is the most likely cause. However, the FBI and the Department of Energy concluded a laboratory-associated incident was a more likely scenario in the first human infection. I'm Jim Forbes.
This is USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Texas has sent more than 500 busloads of illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities across the U.S., relieving overwhelmed border communities. Governor Greg Abbott praised the achievement, while more than 10,000 asylum seekers were sent to Washington, D.C., and 8,000 to New York City. Despite complaints from those cities, Abbott says that sanctuary cities should share the immigration burden. GOP presidential candidate Chris Christie was not a fan favorite during a speech at the Faith and Freedom Coalition in Washington, D.C. Christie criticized former President Trump, saying Trump is unwilling to take responsibility for his mistakes and faults, and called it a failure of leadership. The pro-Trump crowd booed Christie and his remarks. A new poll is shedding light on how many California residents are considering leaving the state.
High cost of living is said to be a leading factor in driving people out of the Golden State. More than 40% of residents polled say they're seriously thinking about leaving California, with nearly half struggling to save money or pay for unexpected expenses. Nearly 3 in 10 of those surveyed also said they might leave because the state's policies and laws don't align with their political views. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Hollywood writers' strike is now in its 54th day, causing a standstill in film and TV productions. The main points of discussion include enhanced compensation for writers in the streaming area and assurances from studios that writers will not be substituted with artificial intelligence systems. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.